presentation of Another Voice on KRCB.org is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that a great renewable source of energy is human action on behalf of a healthy planet. Information on going solar is available at SolarWorks Downtown Sebastopol office, 707-829-8282, or online at solarworksca.com.
Dr. Susan Wicklund hadn't seen the movie Juno when we talked, and so I urged her to watch it because she's an expert on unwanted pregnancy, of the teenage kind, and others. The Oscar-nominated film about a pregnant 16-year-old named Juno who decides to have the baby and adopt it out to a childless couple is something a pro-choice believer just might find encouraging. Not just because the girl is charming and her parents fiercely supportive and her maybe boyfriend quietly caring and the adopting parents realistically imperfect, but because the whole story takes place in a pro-choice world where the decision to have sex was the girl's as much as the boy's and the options for handling her pregnancy were hers to choose, first to have an abortion, then to change her mind to adoption, and then to come up with a final resolution. Meanwhile, no one made her feel sinful for having sex, or shameful for going to high school with a big belly, or immature for deciding she was not ready to be a mother. Plus, there were refreshingly few hypocrites in her world, at least not as many as you usually trip over in the heated dialogue over sex and kids and pregnancy and abortion. Some viewers thought Juno was anti-abortion or pro-adoption, but I didn't see it that way. I thought it was simply about choice, which is what I told Dr. Wicklund, who has spent more than 20 years advocating for women's reproductive options. Would that her abortion patients live in a world like young Juno's, where they could be open about their pregnancies and get as much support for their decisions? Many of Wicklund's patients live in a lonely and secret world where their choice as to what is best for their health and their family conflicts with what others would have them do. Her new book, This Common Secret, is based on her experience that abortion remains largely unadmitted because unwanted pregnancy is still considered a woman's shame and everybody else's business. Wicklund said, even in our society where everything seems so sexual, there's still a belief that a woman is not supposed to have sex until she marries and then only to have babies. If you do it any other way, people judge you. The Montana doctor who works in rural clinics throughout the western states was in Santa Rosa for the 35th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, speaking before the Sonoma and Napa chapters of NARAL Pro-Choice. NARAL, known in its long form as the National Abortion Rights Action League, focuses on reproductive choices and sex education. Almost 40% of American women have had an abortion, a procedure more common than a tonsillectomy or wisdom tooth extraction. Yet, as Wicklund points out, we don't talk about it. People act like no one they ever knew had an abortion. Wicklund had an abortion in her 20s when she was a student and a single mother. When she became a doctor, she chose to focus on safe and legal abortions, a rare and deadly specialty. Due to death threats by abortion protesters, she often carries a gun and wears a bulletproof vest. Now in her 50s, she might have logically hoped that over time, abortion doctors could have stopped worrying about being on someone's hit list. Likewise, she might have expected a decrease in sexually transmitted diseases and teenage pregnancies, which government figures show are on the rise again. But then Wicklund said she never would have imagined that in 2008, the government's approach to sex education would be to preach abstinence only. Back to the movie Juno. That's another good reason to see it. In terms of sex ed, there's a pretty strong message about birth control, which Juno and her boyfriend forgot to practice. For Another Voice, this is Susan Swartz for KRCB Radio.